celebrity sex dolls sell well. 6th May 2007. This is Reverend Simulator for UN News. Schweinfurt, Deutschland, Germany, whatever. Lonely Hearts celebrity sex dolls available in male, female, and other configurations have proven big sellers among big spenders. The inflatable mannequins cost up to $5,000 each, but according to the company's customers, are well worth the price. A brochure displaying the sex doll molded from the star of Crude Intentions asks, quote, "Now how would you like to fuck Sarah Michelle Gellar? Now you can, any which way you prefer, orally, vaginally, anally, or otherwise. Your imagination is your only limit," unquote. A brochure for Jennifer Love Hewitt, model, declares, quote, "Her middle name isn't Love for nothing," unquote. According to Peter Hard, president of Lonely Hearts, Adolf Hitler invented the first sex doll. Blonde-haired and blue-eyed, the inflatable Nazi sex doll was designed for the Third Reich's crackpot troops and was intended to be standard issue as a means by which stormtroopers could alleviate sexual tension on the battlefield, presumably between firefights. Quote, "Hitler didn't want his men to catch venereal disease from whores, and he wanted even more to maintain the purity of the Aryan race. It was unthinkable to him that one of the Reich soldiers might have sex with a diseased Jewish in one of the country's countless brothels. It was better to issue inflatable sex dolls along with air mattresses than to risk possible threats to the warriors of the master race," unquote. The words of Adolf himself. The Fuhrer specified the doll's facial features and body measurements, basing them, except for the hair color, on those of his mistress, Eva Braun. Quote, "She should be blue-eyed blonde, fair of skin, 5 feet 9 inches tall, and have large breasts," he ordered. He also ordered that she have large lips and a sex organ that is warm, self-lubricating, and feels utterly realistic. The doll should also come with a pregnant belly accessory and lactating titties, Hitler directed. Designed by Dr. Olin Hannesson, based on Hitler's specifications, the doll was to be manufactured by the millions and could be inflated on demand by the Nazi Air Force wing responsible for pumping up the dirigibles used for aerial reconnaissance. The Dresden-based factory that was to produce the top-secret sex doll was destroyed by Allied bombs, and the doll was consequently never produced. Hard told UNnews reporters, "Lot of lies," quote, unquote, rather in theory, though, "Hitler gave us both the Volkswagen and the inflatable sex doll," unquote. Since World War II, a great deal of effort has gone into perfecting the sex doll that Hitler originally envisioned. Real Dolls has created some which, whether male, female, or other, a category that includes she-males, are better than real women, according to their buyers. Hard said, quote, "Lonely Hearts has taken production of such marital aids one step further, molding their latex flesh into celebrity lookalikes," unquote. Currently, in addition to Gellar and Hewitt, Lonely Hearts sex dolls includes versions of Britney Spears, Lindsay Lohan, Paris Hilton, Angelina Jolie, and Barbara Streisand. Just kidding, I threw in the Barbara Streisand, seeing if you were awake. Male celebrities will join the lineup next year, Hard said, and the initial series will consist of Tom Cruise in both straight and gay versions, Brad Pitt, Freddie Prinze Jr. transsexual only, and Leonardo DiCaprio with a 7-inch accessory and 2 larger alternatives. The male dolls will also be advertised through the distribution brochures in both print and electronic commercials. Hard said, quote, "In fact, you may see them on Lifetime, Oxygen, MTV, and Fox Networks, along with ads concerning erectile dysfunction, Viagra, condoms, and brassieres," unquote. Victoria's Secret and Calvin Klein have been hired to design a wardrobe of lingerie, underwear, and other unmentionables for the sex dolls, so that the male, female, or other, they can be seen in public more fully clothed than Britney Spears, Paris Hilton, or Madonna. Hard recommends that interested parties reserve the models of their choice in advance of the anticipated October release of the sex dolls. He cautions, quote, they sell well and they'll go quickly once they hit the local Walmarts, unquote. This has been Reverend Zimulator for UnNews. Thank you for suffering.